Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It's your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. Brought to you by myself, Nige, and tonight in the studio we've got a guest, and some of you, the diehard listeners of the show, might remember this guy. He actually started the show with me years and years back and disappeared a year or so ago to do other things, so we've got him in the studio. He's going to bring us a load of noisier stuff tonight, but yeah, we have Steph in the studio, so good evening, Steph.
Hi, guys.
So yeah, you're part of the cause this show's actually going on, so you're to blame, really.
It just seems really strange, like, being back and not being in front of the desk like I used to be.
Indeed, yes.
I haven't been back for, like, a year, is it?
It's about a year, slightly
more
actually.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was a bit before May, but not this May, the one before. So you've got us a load of interesting, noisy stuff, because, and I think a few of our fans, followers of the show, really just tuned in to get a dose of noisy stuff from you, because we always kept it nice and even, and we've been missing that a little. So we've got noisy stuff coming up. We opened there with White Rabbit from Clyde, which I really quite like, but you were just saying just before the show it's actually a cover. I didn't realise that.
It's a cover by Jefferson Airplane.
So Clyde have covered an old Jefferson Airplane track. That's
years
ago.
I think it's something like 67 1967, 1968, something like that. Anyway.
So also in the show we've got the regular lineup, rundown of the gigs and club nights in the area, stuff going on generally, and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to continue now with a track that Steph has brought in. This is Proyecto Mirage with Gimme Gimme Gimme
Your Life.
Your Life. Well, you've done stunning there. As expected, you brought in some very noisy stuff. Thanks. Cool. What did we have there?
That was Prometheus Burning's second track off the album, which I can't remember. Do you have...
I've got it down here, yeah. When the Past Becomes the Present.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, from Beyond Repair.
Yeah.
And we had, was it Pyrect? You can pronounce the band name better than me.
Proyecto Mirage.
Yep, there you go. With, again, lovely noisy stuff. Okay, I guess our listeners are going to be a bit curious of what you've been up to whilst you've not been doing this radio show, so do you want to let us know?
Yes, I've been writing for Hydlined, interviews for them, Modulate, Autoclave 1.1, who else? Seabound, plus a few others which I can't remember quite off the top of my head, but it'll come to me when I'm off the show, probably.
Obviously, yeah, it's quite evil of me to put you on the spot like that. But you've basically been quite involved in, well, staying in the music scene, doing writing and interviewing and stuff. That sounds fantastic.
Well, I'm also involved with regenmag.com. These guys are brilliant. Their website is very professional. That's www.regenmag.com. Check the site out for yourself. It's a news, interviews, reviews. I do believe there's podcasts on there as well. So it's not just, you know, oh, we're going to cover our favourite bands and, you know, and yeah, it's just very...
It is very good, yeah. It's one I do follow, and I've got to say I do nick a few ideas off there for the show if there's an artist that I've forgotten about or generally get educated about. It's pretty darn good, so well worth checking out. Regenmag.com, is it?
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, we've got Gig and Club Guide coming up later in the show. We'll play a couple more tunes first. I think I'll dig some out that I've been wanting to play, so I've quite got into Aria since I saw them live a few weeks back in Sheffield Corporation, and this is a track that's going to be coming off a forthcoming album of theirs. I don't know when that's out, but this is a new one. This is called The Gun Song. Put down the gun. Okay, you're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Velvet Acid Christ with Discolored Eyes from... So that's a recent album, isn't it, Steph?
Yes, this is from their last album, Lust for Blood, and it's their newest release, and it's... Yeah, it's...
Does it have the Steph seal of approval?
Yeah.
And before that, we had a couple of choices from me. You can kind of tell the theme of tonight. Bit of my stuff becomes like synth poppy rock stuff. Bit of Steph's stuff just shaking the walls down and being nice and noisy. Yeah, before that, we had Death Boy with Black Morning. And before that, Aria with The Gun Song. A couple of favourites of mine at the moment. Okay, as promised earlier, a bit of a roundup of the gigs and clubs going on in the area. I can feel the high tech. You can hear the paper I've got it written on. So what have we got coming up in the...
Do we even have a holder for it?
Well, yeah, if I just stick it on the desk there, it kind of lies still. this would be so much more amusing if people could see how random we are here. Okay, on Saturday the 10th of November, this coming Saturday, we have Transmission at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this is kind of quite a mixture of stuff. Alternative, electro, 80s, future pop, goth, industrial, new wave, punk, bit of everything going on down there. 10 p.m. till 3 a.m, £3 in before 11, a little bit more afterwards. More details at www.sheepish.net. Following that, on Saturday the 17th of November, we have the Wendy House, which... I can't believe if...
Self-explanatory.
It is. I've been saying this for so many years, but there must be new people listening to the show, like new students who have moved into the area or people who have just not been tuning in. So it, although it seems like stating the obvious, it's the main room. It's massive. Huge venue. Goth, 80s alternative going on in the main room. Bit of cheese every now and again. And then you've got the room at the side, the mutate room with hard dance, industrial, electronic, all the good old noisy stuff. £5 on the door. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. and that is at the Student Union at Leeds. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, on Monday the 19th of November, staying with the noisy theme of things, there's an Out of Line festival happening at the Corporation in Sheffield. I believe this is travelling around the country a bit, but Sheffield Corporation is pretty much the closest it gets to us here in Bradford. And we have Hokiko. Actually, did I say that right?
No, it's Hesiko.
Hesiko. There you go. Spetsnaz, Proceed, Ashbury Heights, and Dine at Todd. £12 on the door, 6 p.m. till late. It's on a Monday, so I don't know how late it'll go on, but crowbarring on in all those bands should be good stuff. More information can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. Following that, we have on Saturday the 24th of November, Mesh are playing in Satan's Hollow in Manchester, supported by Adfinum and D-Vision. I don't know much about this gig apart from it's going to cost £12 in advance, probably a couple more quid on the door. More information can be found from Mesh's MySpace page at myspace.com/meshwecollide. Bit of a fan of Mesh, so I'll probably get myself down there. But yeah, I've covered quite a large area going all the way from Sheffield to Manchester. But there's some good stuff happening, and there seems to be just a nice procession of good gigs coming along. There's more stuff happening in December as well, which I'll mention in a later show. So all good stuff. Oh, and I nearly forget this every time, even though it's still on my piece of paper. It's Black Sheep every Sunday in Leeds at the Subculture, and it's
still going.
Black Sheep is still going. Yes, it's.
That wasn't meant to be an insult.
No, I know it wasn't, but
who apologise?
It is impressive to have such a long-running weekly goth night, and it's been through trials and tribulations. It's lost venues, all that kind of stuff, and it's still going. It still gets a good turnout. It's free in, so if you're kicking your heels around Leeds on a Sunday night, free in, go and have a nice cheap pint or something, and listen to some quite request-friendly music. More information about that is from the Sheepish website at www.sheepish.net. So there you go, quite a few things going on, and more coming up in December later on when, I'll get the details of those gigs and club nights nearer the time. But now I think we need to get back to the theme of the night. We've got Steph here playing us, choosing us really noisy stuff, so we've got C-A-T lined up,
actually,
haven't we?
Actually, it's pronounced cat.
Do you actually pronounce it cat?
Yeah, I interviewed Ben Art from Cat, that's how he said it.
This is it. Half the time you never actually find out until you ask the band themselves, do you? So that's Cat with Parasite.
sit around, you bitch and you moan because things don't go your way. Well, you know what, kid? Welcome to the real world, where most of the time, things don't go your fucking way.
Thank you. son at war because I severed two such persons' joints. Severed, I carry now my brains, alas, from their stem in this trunk. Thus you may see the rule of retribution work in me.
Ooh, that's lovely stuff. You brought in some really great noisy stuff so far. That was Manufacturer with The Betrayal, and before that, Cat with Parasite. Great stuff there, Steph. I'm not sure how much stuff you've got left or how much time we've got left. We're just going to continue with the tunes, I reckon. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Some stuff from me now, I think. A bit of rock sound.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We are, as usual, just running out of time, as always, trying to crowbar in all the best tracks we can find. That said, we had there Razorblade Kisses with Ballerina, and before that we had Rotosand with Lost from their latest album, 1023, which I think we were just saying it's a fantastic little album, isn't it? Yes. Sorry, I think I'm catching Steph out here. He's brought us a great combination of stuff in tonight.
The title of that track, Ballerina, is also, I think, again, that's a cover.
Not that I'm aware of. I checked the inlay for this one, but yeah, I couldn't say for sure. It's not a band I've held in too much detail. That's a promo I got thrust in my hand last Whitby, April Whitby. So I believe they played. I didn't actually get to see them live, unfortunately, but the promos did the rounds, and one ended up in my record box. And it's actually quite a stunning little thing. And they've just not played Yorkshire yet. Certainly nowhere near worth myself getting to. I think they've done a couple of gigs in kind of Cambridge, London. I think they're based more down south. So I've never really got to see them. So I'm definitely keeping my eyes out for them, just in case they do play around here. That twee kind of golf. We've had such a selection of stuff on tonight, haven't we? Gone from the real noisy stuff right through to twee stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm thinking,
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's it for us tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed us having Mr. Steph back here again once again and playing us a good selection of noisy stuff. We're going to finish tonight with...
Noisy stuff?
Yeah, one of the iconic bands who've made a lot of this kind of stuff, really, and influenced a lot of other people, I reckon.
Frontline Assembly.
Beneath the Rubble, Combi Crash Remix.